Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know you are ready for this exciting segment that is going to be fire. Live today on Brown Sugar Radio, your show host, Kim Bullock Hendricks, is very proud to have the fabulous LaTanya Holmes joining us today. But before I bring her live, I want to tell you just a little bit about this extraordinary woman. Miss Holmes is an ambitious woman who is gifted and driven, all right, with her singing, acting, and voiceover talent. She sparkles all the way, listen to this, from Broadway to Hollywood. She has dominated the entertainment industry as a quadruple threat. Yes, the sister is doing big things. LaTanya has toured with Oprah Winfrey, The Color Purple. She's made a brilliant cover of Diana Ross's classic, Love Hangover. And here today, she is going to debut her amazing, hot new single, Things Change. Let's welcome to Brown Sugar Radio the fearlessly gifted LaTanya Holmes. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, what an introduction. Thank you, Kim. And right back at you, girl, that theme song is all right with my soul that you just played.
Right.
I like your intro.
Yes, girl,
hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
look.
You so
I can't sing, girl. Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay.
That's
look,
okay. You can speak, though.
I can speak. I can't sing. I can't sing. Lord
you
knows
can
I can't.
Sing.
Oh, well, I'm so excited because we have a ton of the ambitious women anxiously awaiting this show today. I actually see them on the phone lines already. Ladies, you can also join us in our chat. Any questions you have, direct them online, either at brownsugarradio.com, and even in our Ambitious Women Facebook group. You know what? I'm going to start a post. And on that thread, if you have any questions briefly, if we have time to get to them, we will, because I got to make sure I debut that hot new single, Things Change. With the first time, girl, the first time I heard it, it gave me chills. I said, this sister can sing. Not sing, you can sing. I'm like, she doing her thing.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I want to talk a little bit in regards to, now, anytime we hear Oprah, okay, you know we got to get excited about that.
Yes.
Let us know, how does that, you know, come into fruition for you? You know what I mean? I know that's a huge goal. Everybody wants to work with Oprah. And how did you feel when you knew you had that job working with The Color Purple?
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny. I used to live in New York, and the entire time I lived there 2.5 years. But while I was there, I did a couple of shows off Broadway, but I never was able to land an actual Broadway production contract. So then I moved to L.A., and lo and behold, I nailed two. But The Color Purple came. My agent got me the audition. I went, and the first call was here in L.A., and the director I knew from my Chicago days. I went to college in Chicago, so I knew the director, Gary Griffin, and he was just blown away by the audition I gave her. The next call was, you know, we want to fly her to New York for the producers for the final callback. So it all happened really fast, and when I got the call saying they wanted to cast me, I was quite ecstatic, actually, because I knew that this project was a very special project, and I have friends that were already in it on Broadway. At the time, it was running just on Broadway. I actually did the first Broadway national tour. So, and a lot of those cast members came on to join the tour, but I had heard all the exciting things about it. So, you know, to be a part of the elite cast in that production, I felt quite special, I must say. You know, I felt
okay.
like, wow, my heart was, that
yeah.
was a blast. I just felt blessed. I really did.
Okay.
That was a blessing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is such an honor. You know what I mean? When you know, first of all, God has given you this gift to sing, girl, like a songbird. And then on top
yes.
of it, you know what I'm saying? God go showcase
yes.
you with Oprah. Come on now.
Oh, thank you. Thank
wow.
you. Yes.
So just
yes.
learning about the woman you are. And like I said, I had to shout you out as an ambitious woman. For those
yes.
of you who don't know, I
yes.
have a phenomenal
group
of girl, yes, thank you. I have a phenomenal group of women that are moving and shaking, doing some amazing things in their life. LaTanya Holmes is one of them, one of the beautiful gems
Yay.
That we have in that group. And, I mean, it's mind-blowing what's happening, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
As you're launching your new
mm-hmm.
single, we're going to get into that. Because as women,
okay.
we go through
mm-hmm.
ups and downs. And the thing I love about
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole vibe of your hot new single
uh-huh.
is the fact that you are speaking about what we go through in life. You are not
uh-huh.
holding back. You are pouring
uh-huh.
into the lives of women. You're empowering them not to stay in bad situations. And, I mean,
yes.
that is the show enough truth, okay? You got to make
yes,
sure
indeed.
That you, you know, preach it and you tell the truth when you're authentic and you let women know, look, if you're not in something that's healthy, get out. Don't
get
stay
out.
In it just to look good.
Right.
And so
right.
I want to, yes, because now the interesting thing,
mm-hmm.
you started doing the cover with Diana Ross. Well, you created the
yeah.
The classic Love Hangover after you had experienced a crushing romantic betrayal. That moment when you had went through that in life, of course, all women, we you know, have different emotions and things. It was beautiful that you channeled it into the cover of this song. Then you said 3 years later, you know, after you got wiser, stronger, you were able to put all that behind you. That's when you were able to make this beautiful ballad, Things Change. Share with us
yes.
what took place during the time from Love Hangover until today with Things Change.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's a great question. What happened was I was in a relationship 4.5 years, and, you know, honestly, I knew. And I'm not to say I like to say we knew. We both knew that it just wasn't working. Maybe 3 years into it, and then, Love Hangover was great. We were together during that whole time, and he was very supportive of the record, and things were good. Things were going great. And then somewhere after Love Hangover, that's when it was like, this isn't working. But what I can tell you is that at the time, the world, all they saw was all of our pictures all over Facebook, us everywhere on these trips, and everyone just thought we were the perfect couple. And so I can't speak for him, but I can speak for myself. And I know for me, I stayed longer, you know, to save face. I was embarrassed. I was too embarrassed to say, hey, this isn't working. Also, at this point, now you're three and a half years in, and it's like, L.A. is a horrible, hard place to date. And I'm like, oh, my God, my father's
wow.
starting over. You know, it was just all
yeah.
those things that we think. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'm at an age. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't, starting over, oh, my God, Lord, do I stay in this? You know, do I keep staying? I'm not happy. He's not happy. But I'm becoming more and more unhappy. But I don't want to start over, you know. One day I woke up and I realized that it was not healthy because the relationship started to get really ugly. You know, we started to talk to each other crazy, you know.
Yeah.
It just wasn't healthy for me anymore. You know, it was turning just bitter. And
yeah.
that wasn't the way I wanted to end any. I don't ever want to end a relationship that way. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. But I realized at that point that I had stopped loving myself to try to love somebody else, but they were
Come
no
on.
Longer loving me the way I deserved and I needed to be loved, you know. So So I had to make that hard decision. And I can tell you this, it was at a time Love Hangover was kind of on its way phasing out and things weren't really going great in the acting world. Everything was kind of slow, and I was kind of sad about the record. It didn't do what we thought it was going to do. It's not that it didn't do well, but we thought it was going to do even better. And so I had that on me, and I had people saying, when are you going to put out an album? It was, the auditions were not, and so I just felt like, what is going on here, Lord? I'm feeling like I'm almost at the bottom here, and I just can't do this anymore. But I realized that all of these things felt like they were crumbling. They weren't crumbling. The relationship had me so jacked up that I crumbled. And so I wasn't able to focus, like I needed to be. I wasn't giving it what I gave to get it out there. And so I made that decision and was like, you know what? If I can't be the only one that that fulfills your needs and makes you happy, then I think we need to just part ways. And it was the hardest decision I had to make because of all that it involved. I mean, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. Yes. I mean, I actually had to tear down. It was easier and faster for me to delete my entire Facebook page and start a new one than to try to delete all the pictures of us.
Delete,
so I learned my lesson, ladies.
Girl,
don't post your business on Facebook, boo-boo.
That is deep. Do you hear me? I mean, I'm sitting here like, girl, mouth open. Wow.
Because a lot of it was just that. Had we not been all over social media, I think that it would have ended sooner. But I was just so embarrassed. And here everyone is thinking we're the happiest couple in the world. But I realized that, staying wasn't healthy. And then it was also living a lie to myself and living a lie to the public and my family. And I didn't want to live that lie anymore. I couldn't. I couldn't. It was hindering me and not helping me. So, fast forward, I went to therapy. I encourage it. I'm from the South. I'm from Georgia. So, we're not taught that going to therapy is a cool thing or a good thing. It's more so like, crazy people go to counseling. They get, I feel like
girl,
you're crazy if you don't go.
If you don't, girl, you better say that. Okay? That, especially our people, let's keep it 100. Our people.
Yes.
Do not feel that we need counseling. As a life coach, I can honestly tell you that it is, predominantly the black people that I encounter are like, sister girl, I'm cool. I don't need no coaching. And you do. Everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs some type of mentor or therapist or someone to guide them and to elevate them. So I applaud you for that, okay?
And thank you so much.
Man.
Because her name is Dr. Josco, and she was the one who, and she said, you're so angry, and I understand it, and you have every right, but you got to find another way to deal with this anger. Get back to your music. Write about it. Your life is a book. Your life is a movie. Your album. Start telling your stories in your music. Fast forward, we got things changed.
Look at that. Look at that. Now, what this reminds me of. When you say that, I think lemonade all day. All day. Everybody's like, Beyonce's just doing that for publicity. Girl, please, Beyonce don't need no publicity. That is real. And you feel it. A true woman that has been through betrayal by a man can feel that pain that she's singing about.
And it's the truth. And, people, I always say, it took a minute too, Kim, to be honest with you. I had to go through my healing phase. It took me almost 2 years to heal from that breakup because I realized the first step to forgiveness, to forgive, to heal, you have to forgive. That's the first step. So that don't mean we're going to be buddies, we're going to be best friends, none of that. But I had to forgive him in order for myself to heal and to write for these lyrics to come to me at 4 a.m. They couldn't come as long as I was mad, But I realized being mad, once again, what is that doing? That's hindering me. I'm all mad, and this brother, I get his life. What am I mad about? It's over.
Right. And he done went on probably with the next female. We still sitting here salty. Let it go, sister. Let it go. Yes.
We have to. Because stress is killing. Stress is taking us out. Stress kills. But when something stresses me out, I go the other way. I don't care what it is. I have to bounce because I'm one of those people that I give you the shoes off my feet if you need them, but I also can't be letting you stress me out because it's taking too many of us out. So, you know, sisters, and I'm going to say this, we got some brothers, we got some brothers that have experienced this too, you know, so we don't have to settle. Just remember we have a choice. We have a choice, and I'm thankful now that I chose happiness because you couldn't have told me 2.5 years ago that I would be sitting here having this conversation with you and at peace with this breakup and all of those things that we went through. You know what I mean? So what I'm more peaceful in my life than I've ever been, ever.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Ever.
Beautiful. I hear it. I can hear it in your voice. You know what I mean? I can feel it in your spirit right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything about you is resonating freedom. You know, you're at a
new place,
a new level. So, I mean, girl, listen, you are doing it. And I'm really excited that we have a ton of women on the call today. Shout out to all the women and our men that may be listening as well and in our chat box. And I just want to let you know that it is it takes a courageous woman to really you know, just be transparent. And right now you have no filter.
Yeah.
You are letting us know what it is, what you went through. You're not ashamed of it. And a lot of women would have covered it up, kept it going, you know, trying to always look good, look tough. And we got to let that go, sisters. We got to let it go. And so I want to, before we debut this beautiful song, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you can sing a little something, something. Bless my ears, sister, okay? Bless my ears and sing a few. Okay, I was like, I need this sister to sing, girl. Sing or something. And then we're going to play
I'm going to just introduce the hook that things change, and then y'all will hear it when it comes in. But it goes, because we were not meant to be together, and we were never happily ever after. 'Cause we were not meant to last forever. Just like the summer breeze and the fallen leaves and seasons of love, things change. Oh.
All right, yes. Look, I'm up here. If I had the little sound effects to clap some hands, I'm...
And that's the things change, you know.
Okay.
Seasons of love, things change. They change.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
That's real. That's real. So, without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and play this beautiful, hot new single that LaTonya Holmes has. Y'all make sure to check her out also on Facebook. We're gonna have her plug all of her social networks in a few minutes that you can show her some love, support her on iTunes. I do believe that it's important to sow seeds into the, you know, lives of others. So we're gonna go ahead. We'll be right back.
You.
Do not click that mouse. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the live show on Blog Talk, Brown Sugar Radio.
If you had just listened to my heart, we might not be apart. You called me insecure, 'cause my instincts were sure that you were cheating on me with a girl right down the street and lying constantly. So I had to set you free. 'Cause we were not meant to be together, and we were never happily ever after. 'Cause we were not meant to last forever. Just like the summer breeze and the fallen leaves and seasons of love, things change. If you had just told the truth up front, we might have worked things out. Instead, you told me lies, said you'd make me your wife. Then I saw you on my own, out of which your ex booty called, just disrespecting me. So I had to set you free, 'cause we were not meant to be together. Now, baby,
never happily
Together, like one of us hurting, you know, we're gonna tell you, girl, we're gonna do this, what you need to do, okay?
Yes, yes, that's it right there.
We support one another, yeah, and I just think it's fabulous what you are doing. Now, not only did you overcome the fact of, you know, being in a problem relationship, but you also had overcome some health issues. I want to talk about the moment when you were touring with The Color Purple and you had an injury, an accident with your eye. I know that had to be scary going through that. I mean, let us know, you know, what took place and how you recovered from that emotionally and physically.
What took place? I was on for Nettie. I was a Steely and Nettie standby in The Color Purple. And so I was on that night for Nettie in Sparrow, Michigan. Long story short, the gentleman who was the understudy for Mr. In the fight scene where Mr. separates Steely and Nettie and throws Nettie off the property, the fight scene went all wrong. And instead of the gentleman pushing me where I controlled it, he's a big guy. He actually pushed me, really pushed me, and I fell and slid, and I couldn't stop myself. And the way I was stopped was my head, my left temple went into this wooden set piece that lived on the side of the stage, right side from the previous scene. And so our head carpenter, our dance captain, they were standing over there, and they said they thought I was dead because it hit so hard when I hit my temple. And I just the last thing I remembered happening was I looked up and I saw that my feet were could still be seen by the audience, and I drug myself off, and you know, I woke up in an ambulance on my way to the hospital. I had short term memory loss at the time. One of the producers was in the ambulance with me and the assistant company manager, but the doctors in Michigan basically said I had a concussion and said I was able to go back to work in 48 hours, which I did, because at that time I'm thinking I don't want to lose my job. Then I can go back to work, I'll be okay. So I went back to work. Bad decision, bad idea, bad all around. I was seeing doubles of everything that last show. It was a two-show day, a Sunday when I went back, and so there were two shows, but it wasn't a good idea. I made it through the show, but it was really hard. And now at this point, the next city for us was Toronto. And so now we get to Toronto, and I'm supposed to open the show Tuesday night. I covered LaToya London, and LaToya was on vacation. So here I am Tuesday at the soundcheck, but I'm not feeling right, and I still go through, and I get on stage, and in the big Nettie scenes, I blank completely out. My left eye started twitching. Everything just went black, and the young lady playing Steely at the time just took me by the hand, and she said all my lines. When I got off stage, I said, I can't do this. I don't know. There's something wrong. There's more wrong. And now the problem is we're in Canada. You know, their medical laws are, if you're not Canadian, you can't just walk up in their doctors and hospitals. So I thank God to this day for my dresser. She called her GP that night from the dressing room. She said, I have a young lady, she's in the show, and I'm dressing her, and something's wrong, you have to see her, you have to see her. So he said, okay, you know, have the company managers have them bring her to me the next day. So they did. They took me to him. He was way out somewhere. But this doctor said, oh, my God, you know, I don't know what doctor told you to get on a plane and travel here. I don't know what doctor told you to go back into the show in 48 hours. He said, you have the worst case of post-concussion syndrome there is. You are developing vertigo.
Goodness.
You are losing your vision in your left eye. You have to, he says, you can't do the show here anymore. As a matter of fact, you can't do the show anymore. You have to leave the Color Purple. You're done. You've got to go home.
Oh, no.
You've got to get, yeah. Yeah, that's what
girl,
happened.
I know you want to cry.
I was crying. I was devastated. I mean, it was devastating just all around. You know, you're hearing that your health is failing, that you're hearing that you're going blind in your left eye. You're in Toronto. I have no family there. You know, I have my Color Purple family, but I didn't have mommy and daddy. And I'm like, go back to L.A. He's like, you need a neurologist. You need an ophthalmologist. You need blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. So that happened on I saw him on that Wednesday. That Sunday, they had my happy trails, and they put me on an airplane, and I came back to L.A. and had to find doctors. And a lot of the top neurologists here in L.A., you know, they have 3 or 6 month waiting list. My manager at the time, he said, she cannot wait that long. You've got to see her. You've got to see her. So I just prayed, and God said, get on the computer and just start calling. And I called this one neurologist in West Los Angeles, Dr. Hamza, and I told the receptionist what was going on. She said, don't talk anymore. Get here now. Get here now. And I said, well, I have to see if I can get somebody to bring me, because now, I can tell that my vision is going. And I said, well, let me see if somebody can bring me, you know. And so sure enough, what my neighbor, they moved now, but they took me and they did all these tests, and it came back. Turned out that I did. I had all those things, and it got worse, and I was declared. I ended up being declared totally disabled for 2 years, and I was also told that I would probably never perform again because the reaction to fluorescent lighting on stages was not going to work with my right eye vision, and that I could possibly lose the vision there. So by the grace of God and four amazing doctors, I saw four doctors a week for 2 years straight.
Wow.
And one day I woke up and I said, I'm not going to do this another day. It was in 2011. Yeah, I said, I'm tired. I'm not taking this medicine. If God can't heal me, then I just won't get healed. But my vision had started. Thank God I had a wonderful ophthalmologist. I was already in vision therapy, and so my vision was coming back. It wasn't all the way back. And today it's all the way back. I can see
Amen.
Out of my left eye.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay,
so
God.
That's
the kind of God we serve. Okay.
Yes, indeed. So people cannot tell me that he's not a healer. People cannot tell me that, you know, somebody can tell you that what you cannot do, because they did. My doctors, they were just, they thought they were looking at, they were like, we just don't see how you're going to perform anymore, because all the stages, all the sets on TV, everything is fluorescent lighting, and you have your eyes can't handle the right eyes. I'm going to be able to handle this, all you have. So, you know, I 2011, I stopped seeing all of them. I visit them and say hello, but I do not, you know, I'm no longer under care. I am healed. You know, I still have the headache sometimes, and when it happens, I know I just have to go sit down and rest a little bit, but I am no longer declared disabled. I gave the DMV back their temporary handicap parking pass.
Amen.
My friend was like, oh,
I know that's right. Look at that. Look at
no,
see,
no.
And that's a mindset. You said, I am no longer victim but victor, okay? I'm walking in my victory. I'm walking in my power.
Yes.
Go ahead now.
Yes.
See,
yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
That is
exactly
a power story, all right? Now, we do have a few
yes
callers on the line. I don't
okay
know if you want to open the line, take a few calls. Ladies, also,
yeah,
we only have about maybe 5 minutes left. Those of you who
absolutely
are listening via Facebook, if you want to, I'm going to start a post here, and you can answer
okay
you can ask your questions there. All right, so we're going to take a caller here. Let's see here. All right, if you're just
let's
listening, let us know.
Come on here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, let's take a call. Why not?
Now, we got about four or five different 702 numbers. So the first one is 702-374. 702-374. You're live on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Are you just listening? Hello, hello. All right. I think that she's just listening. So let me go. Let me move on to the next caller here. All
okay
right. We got 702. This one is 824. Are you just listening, or did you have a question or a comment for LaTanya? 702
Oh, no. Hey, Kim. It's Desiree.
Hey, how you doing, Desiree?
I'm good.
Okay, girl, was LaTanya blessing our ears or what?
Yes, I was just really listening, but, yeah, it's I understand. I get it. I totally get it. Been there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So, no,
yes.
That works.
Well,
I just wanted to listen in.
All right. Thank you for calling, Desiree.
Thanks for listening, Desiree.
No, my pleasure.
All right, all right. We're going to go ahead and put her back on mute here. Okay, and then the other ones already texted me. There's a few more that's on the line here. They texted me and told me they're just listening as well. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so now I'm going to go. Someone just inboxed me. All right.
Okay.
Kiana said, LaTanya's skin is so beautiful. What does she use to get smooth skin?
Wow, that's so interesting. What do I use? Is that Kiara you said?
Kiana.
Kiana, hey, Kiana. What I use is my grandmother's old remedy, which is I drink a cup of apple cider vinegar a day, and I do not wash my face with anything but water. I'm a wash bag and water. I never had a facial, knock on wood, because growing up in the South, my grandmother had flawless skin, and she instilled in us. I would spend the summers with her, but she tell us, don't put all that stuff on your face, you know, and you drink this apple cider vinegar. It's good for everything. And so, honestly,
okay.
That's what I do.
That's
that
funny.
Is really what I do. And it has seemed to work all these years. My mother is the same. You know, we do wear makeup, but I don't really wear makeup unless I actually have a performance or an on-camera audition or interview. I try to just let my skin breathe. And so there you have it. I will tell you that at night I do use a Sephora, the moisturizer at Sephora. I love it. So I do put that on my face after I wash it with just water and a washcloth, no soap. You just got to wash until it comes off. And if I'm in a show, I do use baby wipes. And I like to kind of use the one that you can find at TJ Maxx or Marshall's for like $4.99 and $3.99, like aloe vera or coconut. That's it. I don't spend any money buying all the products other than my Sephora moisturizer. It is a must-have. I absolutely love it. But that's it. Water, washcloth, and apple cider vinegar.
I know that's right.
We
got another 702 here. This is Arnez. All right, Arnez, 702, you're on the line.
Well, hi, Kim. Hi, LaTanya.
Hi,
Arnez. So
it's LaTanya.
I'm
going to get you. You cannot call me LaTanya because that's my ex's ex-wife name. So you can't call me
LaTanya.
You got to call me LaTanya.
Well, how do you pronounce your name?
LaTanya.
Okay, all right. Okay, listen, your song was so beautiful and highly
Thank
anointed.
You.
I felt the spirit when I listened to
Thank
your song.
You.
Yes,
you so
I mean, your
much.
Voice is beautiful, and I just love
Thank
your testimony. I went through something similar to that when I was a younger woman. You know, I'm still young, but I was younger.
Yes.
But
yes.
I went through something similar to your testimony. And, you know, I love your testimony when you say you went through your healing process. I just love that. You know, I went through my healing process for 5 years. And I think the longer you stay in a relationship, your healing process is as long as you make it. Which means your trial of going through that test is as long as you make it. So the faster you can get over it, the faster your healing will come.
And I just thank God,
you know, that you are healed from all the hurt and all the pain. And look at
you
shine now, sweetheart. I mean, you are
she's
shining.
Like bright like
yes.
a diamond, huh?
Yes, bright like a diamond. I'm telling you, your
That's
song
beautiful.
Was awesome. Was
Thank
awesome.
You
I
so
just
much.
Love your song. Yeah,
Thank
so that's
you.
All I wanted to say, and I enjoy listening in.
Well, I thank you for sharing that because that was my prayer with the song and my market prayer. You know, I said, you know, because it was a struggle. That it's like, wow, I'm exposing myself. Am I ready to do this? And I was like, to not do it would be selfish of me. I got a testimony, and there's so many of us out there, you know, that needs to hear this and know that it's okay and know that someone like me who you consider, you know, oh, I see as a commercial or she did The Color Purple. I'm like, but I'm human too. I had my heart broken. I hurt. I cried.
That's right.
So I feel like I had to put this song out, and my prayer is that it will continue to empower and uplift us all and all women to know that it's okay. It's okay to be by yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Yes.
So thank you.
Well, how are you doing it?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
so much.
You are doing it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
I know that's
you.
Right. Beautiful. Aww.
Yeah,
I got it. There we go.
That's what I want.
You know, yeah, because you can really feel the sincerity, you know, in your voice and your song. Thank you, Arnez, for that question. And I have a post going here. Ladies, I'm going to ask another question while we wait. We're going to just wait a few more minutes and see if anyone has any questions. Please direct them in the Ambitious Women Facebook group chat there, or you can even post a question here on Blog Talk in the chat. I'm opening up the chat now. We got a few more minutes here before the show actually ends. And so my question would be, you know, social media, I thought it was really interesting how you mentioned the shame, embarrassment, and you had to close down your entire page. Now, this is the thing. Times have changed back, you know, when our mom and dad and everybody was growing up. It's like you could have a clean slate, break up, nobody know your business, nobody know what's going on, and move on. Now, girl, with look, paparazzi and, you know, social media, I mean, imagine, you know what I'm saying, you're constantly, in the industry that you're in, you are constantly under a microscope. And so my question for you is how do you deal with the lack of privacy? You know, people always questioning you. You don't have a normal life, such as an ordinary person being able to just walk and go down the street. I mean, people are constantly watching your every move. Is that a lot of pressure to live under, you know, the lights, the limelight like that? Or, you know, how do you cope with it?
Well, you know, I haven't quite arrived at the Denzel and the Halle Berry status yet where everyone knows who I am. So
that's all right,
I'm able to go sit in the restaurant and all of that. But, you know, you do still have, you know, some of the
but people are still watching
mail.
Yeah,
they're still
watching.
I get a lot of emails from other countries where, you know, they're like, we're a fan, but then it's hate mail. And so it's you know, for me, I just try to be myself at all times. So then when you see me in public, I'm just being LaTanya. So it's not like, oh, my God, we caught her. She's not really like that, y'all. This is how she really is. So I'm crazy. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. So I don't put on a facade when I go out in the public eye. It's like what you see is what you get. And, you know, if you're not feeling it, it's okay. I don't have to know you and you don't have to know me. But I find that way, you know, if somebody takes a picture of me being silly, it's like you're going to see that and be like, that was just LaTanya having a good time. You just wanted to put some extras on it. But that's just what she does. You know what I mean? You try to make something positive, negative. So I don't really entertain, you know, the Hollywood limelight scene where I feel like I have to change and be something that I'm not for the camera. So, you know, I'm just me.
That's
and it.
That's it.
It's worked for me thus far. That's all I can say.
Love
see.
It.
And
I
you
love
know,
it.
Of course, Jill, if someone asks,
If they ask for an autograph, you'll give it to them, okay, or whatever. Absolutely. We got one more question before the show ends here. We got about 2-3 more minutes left. Giselle wants to know. Giselle is also a professional singer in the Ambitious Women group, and she's asking, how do you care for your voice? I guess she wants some tips.
Yes.
Great question, Giselle.
That's a great question. And Giselle, I thank you for all your wonderful posts and Ambitious Women. I see you, and I try to come in right back when I see them. Thank you so much.
Aww.
But for me, I love this group, Ambitious Women. I'm so glad Kim brought me into it. Thank you, Kim. It's a wonderful
You're
group
welcome.
Of women and stuff. You know, I just love that we're encouraging and empowering one another. But for my voice, I don't drink every now and then I get a craving for a soda, but I only drink water, and I drink a thing called throat coat tea. It's an herbal tea, but it has no caffeine. It's all natural. You can actually get it. I'm not sure what your major stores are, but now they have it in the Ralph grocery stores out here, but it's called throat coat. Don't get the one with throat coat and echinacea unless you're fighting a cold or something. Get the pure throat coat, and like I'm sitting here drinking that now, especially, you know, now that I'm going to be having some performances coming up and things like that. But really, I have to get my rest. I sleep. I get my rest. I go on vocal rest a lot. A lot of my friends are mad at me right now, but they understand. It's a love mad, but they know I just don't talk on the phone that much anymore. When I put out new music, I know that for me, it's important that I'm able to deliver to you what I put on record in live. You know, so
yeah,
I'm not going to give
real.
You this fabulous record and then can't hit my notes live. That's not cool. So I have to shut it down. You know, that's just what I have to do. I still go to voice lessons. I feel like we can never learn enough about our instrument and how to manipulate it when it's hoarse. So I see my vocal coach every Monday when I'm not auditioning or working. And I drink throat coat and water. You have to stay hydrated. And I don't try to stay away. People think honey and lemon is good for you, but that's acid. You know, the only acid I'm taking is my apple cider vinegar because it's acidic. But to drink teas with honey and lemon, honey is sugar and the lemon, and I love lemons, but you're putting a bunch of acid on your core. So I had to give that up, you know.
Mm.
But I used to drink it. I'm just trying to educate you for a moment because a lot
okay.
of people don't know that. And I'm not saying.
Because I'm the lemon, look, I am the
people.
Lemon water queen, but I don't sing, so.
Well, you can have it. And you know what? It works. A lot of my friends are wonderful singers, and they do drink their lemon and honey. It works for them, but it doesn't work for me anymore at this stage of my career. I have to really shut it down. Like, and I love Dr. Pepper, but I just can't drink a Dr. Pepper every day like I used to when I was 20, you know.
Wow, look at that.
So,
girl, you learn something new
every day.
Those
are some of my tips.
Right,
mm-hmm,
right. So
mm-hmm.
with me speaking,
yep.
that's funny you mentioned that because there's times when I'm speaking and I literally
mm-hmm.
have to have a glass of water with me while I'm speaking because
mm-hmm.
you can feel your voice, you know, your throat is getting very dry. And so
yes.
I'm gonna look. I may have to give me some throat coat, girl. While you playing?
No, it's good. I'm serious. It's good for you too. You're a public speaker. You're a life coach. You are always talking. So this is great. It'll work great for you too. It's for people. It's for those of us who are constantly using our voices to speak, to sing.
Wow.
You know, get it. I suggest you know you try it. And it's an acquired taste. It's kind of licorice, and it might have to grow on you, but it grew on me, and it worked.
All right.
Yeah,
look,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to give me a bottle. Good-looking outfit. Okay.
Get you fine.
Yes. Well, I am going to – I hate it. If we have to close, I have enjoyed you.
Me
please,
too.
Any upcoming events or special occasions, whatever
yes.
you may have going up, let us know. Also, if you can share where they can find you at on social media.
Absolutely. Well, this Friday, I'm going to actually be performing – I have to get the link. Once I get the link, I'll put it in Ambitious Women. But I'm actually going to be doing my very first live performance of Things Change for a show called Rhythm Late Night. But it airs in Nigeria. Now, I'm going to be recording at 11:30 or 12 o'clock this Friday. That's 11:30
wow.
in the morning because it's nighttime at Nigeria. So this show is kind of like their soul, their R&B live, but it's televised for them.
Awesome.
So I'll be doing that this Friday, but you guys will be able to check it out on YouTube. They have a YouTube channel, so you'll be able to see that performance. And when I get the link, I'll definitely provide that. And then it's so right now that's all I have coming up in terms of performances.
All right.
And then all my social
beautiful.
Media handles. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Facebook. I'm Latonya Holmes, and it's Latonya LATONYA. HOLMES. You guys, please go like my Facebook page. There'll be a lot going on over there with all my music stuff. It's a music page. So, and Twitter, I'm at Latonya Holmes. That's the same. And then I have a YouTube channel that we're going to start building up as well, and that's Latonya Holmes Music. For those of you who like pictures on Instagram, you can find me there posting all kind of pictures at Latonya Holmes. So it's all simple.
All right.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Latonya Holmes. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got like
yes.
30 seconds left before the switchboard kicks us out. It has been a blessing having you here live. Thank
yes.
you for ministering to the women today, telling your story,
thank
walking
you.
In your truth. Girl, get it.
Thank
get
you.
It. All right.
Thank you.
Welcome back.